This is a pretty significant announcement for you. I mean, you were adamant all throughout this year about getting this office established by the end of this year. How exciting and how gratifying, I guess, is it to know that we're here at this announcement where this office is finally being established?
Yeah, again, I mean, it's bittersweet, right? It is something that is necessary, but it holds some heaviness to it, right? But I am excited. I'm excited to know that our city is going to be at the table on this, right? We have to be at the table on this, right? The White House's Office of Gun Violence and Prevention was born out of what happened in Buffalo because there was no emergency response to it, right? This office is going to be created to be a FEMA response to gun violence. The city of Buffalo have to be at the table. We have to be able to deploy resources to people who are traumatized by gun violence. It can't just be a shooting happens and then, you know, everyone's gone. Right? We have to talk to these families and make sure that they have what they need.
How will this reflect the U.S.'s side of this Office of Gun Violence Prevention? And even you mentioned the state has one as well. How will this all kind of tie in together and how will they reflect one?
Well, they're going to work in tandem, obviously, together to make sure that resources are being deployed. But it's, you know, making sure that the White House knows that Buffalo is also at the table, right? All these cities across the state are at the table. We have to be at the table and we have to talk to each other. And those resources, having this office means that the White House is going to be looking at Buffalo and saying, hey, look, we have this program or we have this grant or whatever it is. Let's get that to Buffalo. Let's make sure they have that information, right? Again, the governor just last week announced more resources for gun violence prevention. That means that now Buffalo will benefit from those resources. And so that's the importance. It's just having the office established so they know we're here and we're hurting here. We're hurting here. And they know that they have the resources and they can get them down here to Buffalo.
Feel free to explain for us how this office will work and what services will be provided for the families of gun violence and
Absolutely. So there will be mental health services when a shooting happened or someone is affected by gun violence. They will be able to call this office and say, hey, look, I'm having a tough day. Is there somebody I can talk to? Right? Or sometimes when gun violence occurs, people need to move. They can't just stay in the same location. They can call and say, what resources are available? How can I get assistance in getting out of my neighborhood because I'm scared of what happened over here, right? But also it's the education piece. If a youth is involved in gun violence, we want to get to that youth, whether they are the perpetrator or the victim. We have to have those conversations. Okay, that's what it's about.
I think the Buffalo Police Department has a sort of a similar division. How will this differ from something that the Buffalo Police Department may already offer?
Yeah, well, the police department focuses on the crime, right? We're gonna be focused on the people. We have to get to the people. The criminal aspect of gun violence is gonna happen, right? But we have to make sure that we're talking to the people and getting to them because trauma builds on top of itself and it lasts for generations. And we have to stop that.
And I know that obviously Zaire, what happened here at the Tops here, yeah, more than 2 years ago was a huge influence for you.
Yeah.
What about Zaire? I mean, does he play a part in this? I mean, what has he said to you and what his message is in terms of this office going
forward? Yeah, my son being shot and injured on 514 is the reason we're standing here, right? He is literally the catalyst for all of this happening and he is excited about it. And he's looking forward to seeing it happen because again, after 514, we were one of those families who didn't have supports after he was shot and injured, right? Who do we call? Who does Zaire go talk to? What are we supposed to do now? Not just with his injuries, but with his mental health, right? Like, where are those resources? And so, yes, Zaire is a catalyst for this.
And how is Zaire doing, by the way?
He is doing wonderful. He's at work right now across the street.
That's great. That's awesome.